And when I was asked to teach on Lesson 24, I thought of a story of a truck driver from Los Angeles named Larry Walters. Larry had decided one day that he needed to get out of his backyard. So, like any good person, he came up with a plan. He would tie helium-filled weather balloons to his lawn chair, his favorite one in his backyard, and hover around his neighborhood. As he floated by, he could meet his neighbors, say hi, see what was going on. And so he would take a pellet gun, and he would shoot out balloons when he wanted to come down. So he went out and he bought the equipment. He packed a peanut butter sandwich and a six-pack and sat down in the chair. He cut the rope. Larry instantly shot 16,000 feet into the sky. True story. He was scared to death, too scared to let go of the chair's armrest and use his pellet gun to try and bring himself back down to earth. He drifted into the landing pattern in the Los Angeles airport. A TWA jet reported seeing a man floating by in a lawn chair. Flight control thought the pilots were crazy. Well, somehow the U.S. Air Force got him down, and the reporters were waiting. One reporter asked, "Larry, were you scared?" "Yes, sir," said Larry. "Are you going to do it again?" No, sir," said Larry. "Larry, why did you do it?" And in an unusual moment of philosophical introspection, Larry said, "Well, you just can't sit there." This is the message behind Lesson 24. We just can't sit here. Step 12 is very clear on this. You know, it not only sums up where we should be going after going through CR, having had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps, but also tells us how we should act having had the spiritual experience. We try to carry this message to others and practice these principles in all our affairs. The eighth principle is even more direct. Yield myself to God to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. Completing CR does not offer us a graduation certificate, but a commission. The acrostic for Lesson 24 is YES. Yield myself to God. Example is what is important. And serve others as Jesus Christ did. What does it mean to yield myself to God? Throughout the process of recovery, many of us have been practicing this principle already. As newcomers to CR, we all have to make a decision to come through the doors. In principle 8, we're asked to yield ourselves to God to bring this good news to others, both by our example and by our words. I have struggled with yielding myself to God. I've struggled with seeing that God wanted anything to do with me. My struggles were so prevalent and strong in my life that I felt entrapped to them. I was in bondage to my own selfish desires. I couldn't trust that through Jesus Christ, God had forgiven me and left me to battle. And I felt like he left me to battle lust and pornography in my own life, a battle I would always lose. After going through the steps in CR, I learned what it looked like to entrust my life to Christ. I can relate to the Apostle Peter when he arrived at the Last Supper and saw Jesus washing the other disciples' feet. When Christ came to him, he utterly refused and would not let Christ wash his feet. I can relate to Peter because I too wanted to define Christ by my terms and decide for myself if he would heal me or not of my hurts, habits, and hang-ups. Christ's response to Peter was very clear. "If I don't wash your feet, you are saying that you have nothing to do with who I am and have no connection with me." Christ was making it clear that Peter, that he defines the relationship. Christ does. And he defines the terms. Peter's job was to yield himself to Christ and to serve others in the same way. Hebrews 10:24 reads, "In response to all he has done for us, let us outdo each other in being helpful and kind to each other and in doing good." We are no longer looking for what we can do for ourselves, but serving one another. We who have seen and know Christ have allowed him to wash us clean, are called to go and serve others. The second word of the acrostic is E. Example is what is important. This is not living a life of false piety so that we look the part. We all stumble on our needs of Christ's love and grace. We are asked to example what we have been learning in CR, humility, honesty, confession, and a desire to follow Christ, even when uncomfortable or seemingly inconvenient. Now, after I'd first accepted Jesus Christ into my life around 1995, I quickly realized that I had some issues that didn't belong to a cool and spiritual, grace-filled guy like me. I'm just kidding about that, but seriously, after I came to Christ, I was scared to death that as others got to know who I was, they would realize for real that I wasn't a great guy. I did have a lot of issues. I was selfish, had many struggles that I had not dealt with. So the only thing that a young Christian guy in that position can do is create an alter ego, right? To avoid confusion, we'll call this alter ego Awesome John. Now, I know it sounds funny, and I'm making light of this, but it was a serious misstep and misunderstanding of what it looks like to example what is important. The other half of this was that Awesome John wasn't planned out. It just happened naturally. I had always been good at surviving my struggles by fitting into the mold of expected behavior before I even knew Christ. But even as a believer, I found it easier to create a new me than submit my entire being into Christ's care and control and to allow him to define who he wanted me to be. Awesome John was smart, loved, knew what to say, could always encourage, and help. Most importantly, Awesome John was just big enough for me to hide behind. I could hide my lack of faith, struggles, doubts about God's love for me, and my fear that Christ wanted nothing to do with me. Soon, without me realizing what had happened, I had built a wall between myself and the Christian community that Christ had provided. I was soon living under the burden of the same hurts, habits, and hang-ups that I had hoped I would be able to control. The wall only left enough room for me to carefully puppeteer Awesome John as he continued on my campaign of Jonathan's okay. No, I'm fine, just tired. Yeah, sorry I missed that last study. I've been real busy. Who, Jonathan? Yeah, he's doing fine. He's just back there. Thanks for asking. In 1 Timothy 1:5 we read, "Arouse the love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and a genuine faith." The way I was living in my early walk didn't model or exemplify anything like that verse. After coming to Watermark and getting involved in CR, it became clear that I had the wrong idea of what example is what is important and our acrostic really means as a follower of Christ. Micah 6:8 tells us, He has made clear to you, O man, what is good and what is desired from you by the Lord, only doing what is right and loving mercy and walking out without pride before your God. I had simply been trying to take my flesh and adjust my behavior to my definition of what a good cross follower looked like. The focus wasn't in Christ, it was on me and how I could get by on my best efforts. This left me lost, alone, discouraged, and resentful of the Christian walk as an impossible set of rules I couldn't follow. In his book, Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis sums up how we, as followers of Christ, example what is important correctly. The Christian way, as opposed to Awesome John's way, is different, harder, and easier. Christ says, "Give me all. I don't want so much of your time and so much of your money and so much of your work. I want you. I've not come to torment your natural self, but to kill it. No half measures are any good. I don't want to cut off a branch here and a branch there. I want to have the whole tree down. I don't want to drill the tooth or crown it or stop it, but to have it out. Hand over the whole natural self, all the desires, even the ones you think innocent, as well as the ones you think wicked, the whole outfit. I'll give you a new self instead. In fact, I'll give you myself. My own will shall become yours." We example what is important by submitting ourselves to Christ and focusing on him. In John 15:5, Christ says, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, because apart from me you can accomplish nothing." The last letter of our acrostic is S, serve others as Jesus did. After Christ had washed the feet of the disciples, he said this in John 3:14 and 15, "And since I, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, You ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. So how can we follow Christ's example and wash each other's feet? As you finish the CR program, there are many opportunities to serve by making yourself available to be a sponsor, accountability partner, serving in CR, or even serving in other ministries in this church or another body. We can also serve others at home, work, and in our daily lives. One of the best things about Lesson 24 is that you don't have to wait until you're finished with CR to start serving others as Jesus did. Don't wait if you feel the Lord prompting you towards service. One of the principal eight verses is 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. What a wonderful God we have. He is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of every mercy, and the one who has so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and trials. And why does he do this? So that when others are troubled, needing our sympathy and encouragement, we can pass on to them the same help and comfort that God has given us. Christ can use you at any stage in recovery to be a light to someone who is suffering. As we come to Lesson 24, we can look back and see the comfort and healing that God has provided to us. Many of us have found victories that we thought not possible before coming into these doors. The victories we experience are sweet, and the fellowship we find with others is welcome. But the purpose of CR is not to reform our hurts, habits, and hang-ups so we can serve in the church. The answer to how we can follow Christ's example to wash each other's feet is answered in Christ himself. There is no other answer. There is no other way we can say yes but to know him. The mission of CR is to call all people to be fully devoted followers of Christ, removing every barrier to intimacy with Christ. When I came to CR, I simply wanted to stop hurting. I wanted to know that Christ was real, that he could heal me. Christ used the leadership, volunteers, and other participants in CR to reflect his grace. Lesson 24 is telling us that the next step to continue to find freedom from our hurts, habits, and hang-ups is to join with others in becoming the hands and feet of Christ. I want to make it clear that this is not a request or a question. In Principle 8 and Step 12, it is the final requirement for recovery in CR and the ultimate requirement for everyone who has responded to the call of Christ. In Ephesians 2:8-10, God says, God saved you by his special favor when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. The reason that Lesson 24 is called Yes is not because it's the answer CR hopes you have to a request for service in CR of the church. It is a response to a life coming in contact with Jesus Christ. We who know him know that there is no other response possible. I want to close with a passage that I heard someone else share recently out of 1 John. This is what we proclaim to you, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and our hands have touched, concerning the word of life, and the life was revealed, and we have seen and testify and announced the truth to you and announced to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. What we have seen and heard, we announce to you too, so that you may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing and telling you these things that our joy will be complete. Say yes and have your joy be complete with ours. Thank you.